I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head down to Hamlin County, Esteline, South Dakota. Dan Sternhagen, CEO with the Game Fish and Parks, and I guess in your region lately, just probably Ponsett's number one for fishing pressure.
Yeah, the fishing pressure over at Albert's really died down this last week. I only saw a couple boats, so definitely focused a lot of our time on Ponsett. A lot of people out. The weather was perfect to be out. We did have that big tournament down there. Looks like it was 13-some pounds that won it. The fishing pressure and the walleye bites continues. A lot of short fish. We're getting into the dog days of summer. Definitely seen a lot of guys pulling spinners. Be very careful with, you know, hooking fish if it's deep down. If the fish bites it deep down in their gut, just cut the line, let them go. If you try to retrieve that hook, normally you're going to end up killing that fish and rather see it live than try to grow to 15 than kill it and let it float. You know, the perch bite out there, definitely there's a mystery perch bite. I've heard stories back and forth of people catching perch. I have not seen a bunch. I've caught a couple myself. But nothing fantastic yet. The perch that I have seen are definitely of good quality. Both of mine the other day were 12 inches and just real fat, healthy fish. It'd be nice to see what they turn out come March. So.
How about Lake Albert, Dan?
Lake Albert, I've checked a couple people back on the hog's back. They've caught a few perch out there, but the walleye bite really has died down. I mean, it's next to nothing out there now, but, you know, the water temps are pushing near 80 degrees, and that's going to drive the fish into other patterns that haven't been discovered yet, I suppose. So,
have you guys started brood routes yet, or is that in a couple weeks?
No, we started them. The prime time is August 1st, August 15th. I ran one the other day in Hamlin County, about middle of Hamlin County. I saw a few good broods, not like what we normally see back in the mid-2000s, but you know, it's good to see some birds out there still, but it'd be interesting to see what the rest of all the bird routes show for this year, too. So,
well, Dan Sternhagen, a CEO out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we head up to the Webster office. This is the Game, Fish, and Parks biologist, Dr. Brian Blackwell. And your surveys from last week and this week, where are you setting with the results?
Last week we were on Ponsett, as well as Clear Lake up in Marshall County. Ponsett, you know, we're still seeing high numbers of walleyes. Most of those fish are under 15 inches. And they're not looking in that great a condition. You know, what we use a measure of condition is called relative weight. And a good, nice, plump fish is going to have a condition around 100 on the relative weight. And these fish are a lot of them are less than 80. So it's indicating, you know, they're just not finding food. Probably their growth rates are still slowing down. So we're definitely concerned about Ponsett, about those fish, you know, growing enough to make it over 15 inches in the future. So we're definitely keeping an eye on that. And, you know, we'll see. We won't be proposing any regulations this year, but maybe next year we might have to do something there. Perch numbers look good, though, Ponsett. So that's really looking good. Lots of nice perch in there right now. Fair number of catfish even, so that's anybody's interested in catching catfish, that'd be a good place to go. Up on Clear Lake in Marshall County, I would say it's a moderate density walleyes. Those walleyes are looking really, you know, in good condition. Their relative weights are probably in the 90s, so they're looking pretty good. Perch numbers were pretty low on Clear. We didn't see a whole lot of them, as well as the bluegills. We just didn't see many of the bigger bluegills in our trap nets. We saw, you know, about 30 per net, which is a moderate abundance, but we just didn't see many bigger bluegills in Clear Lake this year.
And then what other lakes this week are you working on?
This week, the crew's over on Minot Lake, over to the west of Aberdeen. Sounds like so far they're not seeing much for walleyes. Fair number of nicer bluegills and some crappies, as well as some bullheads in that lake. But walleye numbers continue to look down, and that's We've struggled to get anything to survive in Minot Lake for years now. We've stocked, you know, fry fingerlings as well as our large fingerlings, but we just have struggled. This year we did stock sawguys in there. Maybe those are they're probably too small to catch in our nets right now. So hopefully we did. They did survive. That in the past we've had good success with sawguys in Richmond and Mina and Elm Lake. So we're going back to those this year, hoping we can try to bolster those walleye populations with those.
Hey, Brian, we never talk about Amston Dam. I don't think I've fished it for 15 or 20 years, but any word on that? It's by Bristol.
Right. You know, we haven't heard, you know, too much of a bite over there. I know last winter the bite was really good for crappie. When the last time we surveyed it would have been last fall. Good numbers of walleyes in there, as well as the crappies, some bluegills, some nice smallmouth bass. So the fish population the last time we were there looked really good. We just don't hear much about that lake. It's kind of off the beaten path for a lot of the anglers around the Webster area, and we don't hear a whole lot about it.
And it is still a musky lake, correct?
There are muskies in that, although we did stop stocking it. We moved that. What we were stocking in Amston now is up to Midland just because we were having poor success with the stockings down there. So we moved those all up to Midland now, but there are still some muskies in there.
Well, as far as Day County, is it just basically Bitter and Wabe yet, but are any other lakes maybe getting pressure, giving up fish?
Yeah, like you say, Wabe and Bitter are the primary ones. Wabe sounded like it had a really good weekend last weekend for walleyes. Walleye bite, those fish are really looking good. They're nice, you know, healthy-looking fish. Bitter Lake slowed down probably a little bit from what it was, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, but still a pretty fair bite. If you find the fish, I think you're going to do well. Other lakes, you know, I've heard Blue Dog slow. Minnewasta's been slow lately. Enemy, Pickerel, just not hearing much for activity on those either. Antelope, I know there was one boat out there this week, but the ramp is pretty shallow. You have to basically back your whole vehicle into the water to get unload a boat there. Seeing a little bit of activity down on Horseshoe, just really haven't heard much of a bite going on down there. But, you know, we're kind of in that part of the summer where, you know, things tend to slow down, the bite slows down. We got a lot of weeds and a lot of lakes, as well as if there's any prey available, it's usually at the high of the peak right now, so the bite can be slow at this time of year.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks. Thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker. And fishing around Cottington County or over in Clark County, anything going on?
Nothing's changed a whole lot as far as Cottington County goes. Still the busiest walleye bite has been Goose Lake. Kind of the same this week as it was last week. Haven't seen much in the realm of limits lately, but still a good place to go and catch a quality walleye. Dry Lake up by Florence, we're still seeing a few boats there on the weekends. Access is still pretty tough, but everybody's catching fish up there. Most of them are going back in the lake. They're around the 11-inch range, but those guys who sort are able to come home with a few walleye. Seeing more and more fishermen on Kompeska is, well, we've kind of had cooler weather this week, less recreational boat traffic, so that kind of had the opportunity to have more boat fishermen out on Kompeska, but unfortunately we just didn't see much for fish this week.
Is there anything coming up with hunter education, brood route, or any other things going on for the public?
Yeah, as far as hunter education goes, we did add a couple classes here in Watertown. Our last in the classroom Hunt Safe class starts this week. Actually starts today. That class is completely full, so we decided to add an online class. So it's kind of an independent study. People will be able to take the classroom portion online at home, and then they'll have to come in October and do a four-hour field day. That's posted on our website where all the rest of them are posted. And then there will also be a bow hunter education class in August the 26th, that's a Saturday, and that's going to be here in Watertown at the Extension Center. So that is also posted on the same website if you're interested in bow hunter education.
And then brood routes, different COs, different areas have different times that they even start out?
They're all the same. We all have the same dates to go. It's just kind of up to whoever's in charge of that route. what days they want to go out and get them done. I have not ran mine yet, so hopefully I'll be able to get a brood route in early next week and then hopefully before the end of the deadline.
Bryce McVicker, Conservation Officer out of the Watertown office. Thank you. Now we head down to Brookings, the Game Fish and Parks Officer, biologist Dave Lucchese. And as far as fishing in the area, what's standing out? Anything?
Well, we still have a few decent walleye bites going on around the region here. Starting on Sinai, I did get a report off of Sinai. Guys went out and they picked up a few keeper size fish. And I think people have been doing that. It's slowed down from what it was around 4th of July, but you can still go out and catch fish and a mixed bag, too. You've got smallmouths and a few crappies and pike and walleyes. Another mixed bag bite. Brant Lake finally started to produce some fish, and they're pulling plugs out in the middle and catching about everything, pulling plugs. They're catching walleyes and a few perch. Smallies, white bass in the mix. So that's turned on finally here. And then further south yet, if you go down by Humboldt, Beaver Lake is still putting out some walleyes. Got a recent report there. And guy went out and picked up three nice fish, 16 to 18 inches long. And once again, just pulling plugs out in the middle of the lake there, producing those fish. So they're you know, the bites, it's kind of subsided from what it was a month ago, but there's still a few good places to go and catch a walleye or a bass around the region.
Dave, you talk about catfish occasionally, but I guess when you have to, you and a crew maybe handle 100 of them, how does that happen?
You know, we decided to go down to the weigh-in at the Scotland Catfish Days tournament. And, of course, they fish all night. Scotland, south of Olivet there, they were fishing the Lower James River. And they brought those fish in the morning. And we collected lengths and weights. And we took a pectoral spine from those fish. And we used that for aging. And they brought in, I think we worked up close to 118 channel cats and a lot of nice fish in that 18 to 24 inch range. And then they also brought in some flathead cats they'd caught too. And there was, I think, 17 or 18 of those. And those fish ranged up, I think the biggest might have been about 13 pounds. But they released the flatheads back into the river. But they take those channels and fillet them up, and then they have a big benefit type catfish fry that night. And I asked one guy, and he said often there's over 200 people that said that. So it's kind of a neat event. Those guys looked pretty good having fished all night. So that was kind of fun, and I think we collected some useful information.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Now we head out to the Whitlock Bay area, pro guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, as far as walleye fishing, maybe from Sutton Bay up to the almost Mobridge area, what's a bite been like?
It's day by day. You can go out one day and do really good and go back there the next day and catch, you know, just a handful of fish. One day they're, you know, we'll find fish in that 15 to 20 foot range, and then the next day it seems like they'll slide out 30 to 40. So yesterday they were deep. I think our shallowest fish was probably about 30 foot, and our deepest was 40. We were doing lead core, dropping back seven colors, so we were, you know, over 200 feet out behind the boat pulling flicker shads, and pretty good bite. We had our limit by about 11 o'clock, all sizes of fish from 14 inches up to 20 inches. So if you can find them, you know, they're there and you can do good, but that's the key thing. Seems like the fish are moving a lot, and it's kind of the same report all over up and down the lake. If you can get on them and find them, you can have pretty good luck.
Chuck, you talk to anybody that's tried salmon around Pier?
I have not, but I did drive by the dam here I think it was last Saturday, and there was quite a few boats out, but I have not heard of any success stories. So people are trying it, but I just haven't heard of anybody doing very good.
Well, I know you're in the extreme area for moisture. Have you got any lately, and are crops at least looking a little better in your travels?
You know, in the cooler weather, that's helped quite a bit, and we did get, we have gotten a couple batches of rain. In fact, it's raining here as we speak right now this morning. We did get a little over a quarter of an inch last night, and that helped. But just all in all, the cooler temps are really helping out quite a bit.
Chuck Krause, Pro Guide out of the Whitlock Bay area, thank you. This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.